At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Last hour on a Monday here on the Hoffman Show, Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Also on YouTube if you want to watch us at the Team 980. Right now, or I should say coming up in half an hour, we will hit you with some Take Man defensive breakdown review of the game, me and Logan Paulson. But coming up right now, 6 o'clock, Monday, Tell the Truth Monday, it is time for our Pick 6 at 6.
The six biggest Commander storylines.
It is caught!
Delivered at 6 o'clock sharp. It's the Pick 6 at 6.
We set out to find a leader, someone who could take this franchise to the next level, and build an elite team that consistently competes for championships.
All right, so on Friday, we picked six players or groups of players that we thought would have a significant impact, or we specifically thought would be worth watching on Monday, or on Friday night, and then talking about again on Monday. And I think we did a pretty good job with this group of players, Anthony Haney. You were not here for it. It was Metal Chris was hitting the buttons for you, doing a great job. So this was totally my list. So you'll have to, if there's anybody when we get to the end that you want to shout out, you can do that. But starting with
number one.
Oh, I didn't tell you to get ready. Are you ready with, did you look at the list and did you see who it is? So that you have the soundbite that you can play? Do you have your drops ready?
Oh.
There's a specific running back that I was very interested in watching. And
yep.
I think he did a good job. And that running back is?
Bill.
Yeah. Ja'Cory Kroski and Merritt, a.k.a. Bill. He crushed it. Like, obviously, the statistics are not amazing when your first run is a zero, but it's like, oh, that was an amazing zero-yard run because it should have been minus five. That's what you want. A little bit more of a mixed bag in pass protection. That's where he's going to have to prove I can be a starting, like, every down or at least legit first and second down back. He's going to, as he faces better competition, some of these, like, squirmy runs, he's going to get his clock cleaned. So he's going to have to pick his spots a little bit more. But, like, did you see the thing that everyone was excited about? Yes, I did. And it worked in a real football game where they were trying to tackle him. And that's good enough for me, Anthony.
Yeah, I thought what he, you know, put on tape was definitely pretty impressive. Again, like, we've seen the explosiveness. We've seen, you know, him take on contact, be able to play through it, also turn negative yards into something positive, or I guess zero. But still, like, this is what we've been wanting to see. And to be honest, we just want to see more.
For sure. Would love to see more. But at the same time, like, statistically, he was the worst back yards per carry wise. You know, Demetri Felton had the one long 28 yarder. So that bumps up his average. So he has 6 for 42. Chris Rodriguez, who had a couple of really bad looks to run into, not his fault. He still manages 6 for 22, 3.7 a carry. Kroski Merritt, 3.4. McNichols, 3 for 18, and just absolutely bulldozed through on the one longer one that he had, the 9-yarder. So, like, all these guys, I think, showed that this why this running back room is like pretty strong in general. I just think when you eye test it, when you watch Bill, you see like, oh, that guy's wiggle is a little bit different. And his big play ability is probably going to be a little bit different. If you're like, who do I trust to just consistently get 4 yards? Chris Rodriguez of this non-Austin Eckler, Brian Robinson group, right? Who do I think has the best chance to get 20 yards? Bill. And I think there's something to that on the upside side of it.
Yeah, I think that was well said. I mean, this why, you know, this position group is just, you know, one of the groups that I think a lot of people are monitoring because, again, we don't know if they're going to keep 4, 3. We don't know.
Oh, yeah, I think they're going to wind up keeping 4, but we shall see.
Number two
in our pick six at 6, Benjamin Sinnott, the second-year tight end who we're kind of waiting to see to take that next leap. 3 targets, 2 catches, 10 yards. That third one, it could have been a better ball. I don't know if it could have been a better ball because it should have been like a different route in terms of like where he sits down versus continuing to go. So long story short, like the thing I like about Ben Sinnott in this game is you felt him. You felt his presence. And too many times last year, you'd get to the end of a game. You're like, Ben Sinnott played 15 snaps? And you wouldn't feel his presence at all. In this game, you at least knew he was there. He had some good shake and separation on a couple of routes. He had a couple of nice catches. He had a couple of good blocks. It's not super consistent. It's not great, but it is better. And you felt him in a way that suggests like, oh, there's some juice there. And then I'm curious to see what it is for the rest of the preseason. So, okay from Ben Sinnott.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, they're trying to, you know, give him some opportunities to see what he can do. I think he's just, I don't know, he got to make the most of him, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
I don't really have too much on Ben.
I mean, it's 2 catch for 10 yards. So, there's only so much that we're talking. I think on a good way, like, I don't think he was playing super deep into the second half or anything.
No.
So, like, you know, I think that's a good sign for where he is from, like, how healthy is your spot.
Number three.
We went offense for the first three. We'll get to some defense in a second. The Luke McCaffrey, Jalen Lane pairing. This receiver room is real, real lacklustery. The good news for these two guys is nobody else did anything either. Lane, you know, has a couple of nice routes, but ultimately doesn't get targeted all but once. He has 0 catches for 1 yard. McCaffrey has the screen early and, you know, does a decent job to get it back to a -1, but that's his stat line, 1 catch, -1 yard on 1 target. You'd like to see those guys pop more, but it's also hard when, you know, they're only playing a limited number of snaps. You have, like, you know, some balls going to guys like, Chris Moore, who targeted him twice, has the 2 big drops. So I just, at the end of the day, you wish you felt those guys more. You want to see more of them in the preseason. Games coming up, the Baltimore and Cincinnati games, you want to hear that they had a really strong joint practice. But these are two guys that are still very much works in progress. I think feel like a lot of people feel better about Lane. Obviously, Lane did a good job in the punt return game, like catching securely, being aggressive. He only got the 1 yard game, but it's like, man, if he can make that guy slip versus most punt returners probably fair catch that. So the confidence and the ability to read it and know that how to give yourself a chance, like that's big time stuff. But as a receiver, both these guys, there's just not a lot of, there's obviously no production in this game, and then we'll see what they can do moving forward.
Yeah, I think from Lane's, looking at Lane anyway, or I guess his lack there of like reps and action against the Patriots, what if they're, you know, trying to, you know, hide him and, you know, not really put him out there? Because I was questioning, you know, why he wasn't out there a little bit more. But maybe that's what they're trying to do. Like, they want him and his impact to be a surprise as opposed to, you know, showing too much early on. Like, he's probably going to be a deep threat. He probably won't be one of those possession, you know, route running slot receivers or anything. He'll be on the outside and he'll take the top off the defense.
I mean, maybe, but I tend to think that, like, that's just kind of how the game went, right?
Oh, okay.
Like, you have, yes, there's some role stuff, some role shifting that's happening because there's no Noah, because there's no Terry, because there's no Debo. There's all that stuff. And certainly there's going to be, like, some gadget plays where Jalen Lane could be an option where, like, maybe that play is installed with Debo in mind, but, like, we got to get Jalen a touch because he's too dangerous not to. Let's put Jalen in on this gadget play. So, like, there's going to be some opportunities for him, but I don't think they're sandbagging him in the preseason. Like, he's a fourth-round pick who the offensive coordinator admitted last week he didn't fully understand what he was capable of. So they're trying to still carve out a path for him more so than, like, trying to be. Like, sometimes these guys are really smart, and I do think football coaches are paranoid as hell. But I also think sometimes we give these guys too much credit where it's like, oh, the genius, they were hiding him in the preseason. Like, no, he's a cake that's half or three quarters baked right now. He's not ready to take out of the oven, more so than I think that they're intentionally like, oh, we got a fully baked cake. We better stash it somewhere so the kids don't eat it. Like, I think that's the better cake analogy, if that was a good cake analogy.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad that my cake analogy was a piece of cake. But when we get back, we'll get to some of the defensive guys that we identified, including one who's no longer on the team. But first, the latest in the world of women's sports, presented to you by Wawa Chicken, how you want it at Wawa, with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Logan Paulson's thoughts on the Commanders' defense coming up at 6:30 here on the Hoffman Show. Team 980, we are streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. You can also watch us on YouTube Live at the Team 980. We continue rolling with our pick six at six. We identified six players that we were watching, or six groups of players that we were watching on Friday. We review them here on a Tell the Truth Monday.
Number four.
And number four, we had Dominique Hampton and Kane Medrano. Well, that was a good pick in terms of what we should be watching, Anthony Haney, because that was really important to the outcome of the game. And Dominique Hampton's performance was so not good that they cut the young man. Dominique Hampton released this morning, the fifth-round pick in 2024. Ultimately, my guess is they just kind of decided, like, we have this dime linebacker kind of role, this coverage-type player that's also going to be playing a lot in the box. Like, and Kane Medrano's shown some real pop in that position, some real athletic, like, the athleticism he has shines. And I think the biggest thing is Hampton. And I know he had a back injury last year, so I don't want to say this is like a lack of desire. But like when you talk about the play style that Dan Quinn wants, and Dan talks about the play style and how we can't just excuse this loss because of the personnel and the way the Patriots approach the game. and in terms of like they game planned a little bit and the Commanders didn't, and just be like, it's whatever. Like, there's things that they do, the way they get down, to use Dan's, you know, one of his pet phrases, that Dominic Hampton just didn't seem to be able to do. Like, he just didn't arrive with the physicality and violence. And I don't know whether it's like the added weight and the position change. It's just like, there's a little bit of Monstar zapping his athleticism, and it just isn't there. And it's there for Kane Medrano. And so I think they just were like, all right, well, let's just roll forward with Kane Medrano, and let's give Dominique Hampton a chance to go somewhere else and try to be successful. And it wasn't perfect from Kane, but you see the want to, you see the hair on fire nature of his game, and you hope that over the next couple of years, that game matures into something that's really, really, you know, special. But for now, I mean, Hampton just got destroyed in the run game time after time, didn't bring anything really as a blitzer, didn't play the coverage in the way that they wanted. Some of the quarterback runs that got out, or, you know, he's in the area. So just, if you watch the tape, man, like, kind of understand why he got let go. And I feel bad for the young man, but, like, damn. That was not good for Dominique Hampton, and it was good in its own way for Kane Medrano.
Yeah, do you think he just never truly embraced being a full-time linebacker?
I have a hard time believing that. I mean, Quinn had good things to say about him today. Of course he's going to. You never heard anything like, oh, it's not, you know, he's not doing the work. Sometimes it just doesn't work. Like, you try something, you do an experiment, and it doesn't work. In fact, if you, like, there's a thought in the scientific universe. God, I'm such a dork. There's a thought in the scientific universe that if you do not experiment enough that you are failing a lot, you are actually not really doing science. And sports is not science. But the idea is, like, you have to take some risks. Because if you just do the thing that you know is going to work in, like, the science world, then, like, congrats, your experiment worked. We already knew that. Like, we didn't actually make a discovery. And so if you're going to take the big swing, right, you're going to fail sometimes. Obviously, in the NFL, the more you can do you don't get bonus points for discovering something new. The goal is to win football games. So if you can find someone who can do the thing that you want with 100% certainty, you should take the sure thing. But if you're going to take a guy based off the athleticism like a Dominique Hampton and say, we think that this athletic profile is worth the swing, it's not always going to work, and you try to figure out what didn't and why, so that way you don't repeat the same mistake again the next time. But the nature of taking risk is that it's risk, that sometimes it's not going to work. And I think that's just kind of what happened with Dominique Hampton, and I think it's unfortunate, but it is what it is.
Yeah, for sure. And I like what I saw out of Kane. He had a couple, you know, bad angles, but at the same token, like, he showed that he could shed blocks, still make the tackle. Like, again, he's a sixth-round rookie?
Yep.
Yeah, so I think he has the room speed, to grow and
the
develop.
Speed is electric, man. When he gets going, you're like, oh. Yeah. Like, you notice 56, and that's a good thing.
Number five,
we had Tyler Owens. A little bit of a mixed bag, because he, like, overall kind of did the things he was supposed to do. He just didn't finish some plays. And, you know, I will say that feels uncharacteristic of what we think Tyler Owens is. I don't know that we've seen him play defense enough to know whether that's really uncharacteristic or not. And it's impossible to tell in training camp, because, like, he arrives with seemingly violent intentions, but you don't get to follow through on said intentions when you're tackling, or you would be tackling, your own dude. So he had some nice coverage snaps. He was aggressive to the run. He's just got to finish these plays if he's going to be that nickel, you know, that big nickel guy, you know, the same kind of role Medrano's fighting for, and you know, some other guys that are in that mix. You have to be a really good run support player. Like, you have to tackle, and you have to tackle well to play for Dan Quinn. And so we'll see if Tyler Owens can do that. But I think that there were some encouraging signs overall, like the safety room, like Butler played pretty well. Revo played fantastic. There's good depth there. And all those guys pretty much play special teams as well, which is kind of cool. So you have just a really good group that all does similar stuff, that's interchangeable in a lot of ways, which is a nice advantage schematically. And they feed off each other from an energy standpoint. Like, they have the special teams mindset, which is, I think, what you want in a safety in a major way. So Owens and that group in general, I think, on the back end, like the back end, played pretty well. The corner spot was definitely more hit or miss, which we'll get to in a second. But at the safety position, that's one of the positions I actually feel maybe the best about, assuming that Kwan maintains a high level and Harris is what we think he is the starters, and then the depth being strong underneath them.
Yeah. Dan Quinn actually talked about the safety group yesterday before practice. And basically when he was asked about the strongest position groups on the team, like, he went straight to safety. So he's definitely confident in the group. But I think the point that you made about finishing was, like, very important. Like, I think if Tyler Owens can show that, you know, he is reliable in that aspect, I think you can, you know, start to trust him. So,
yeah. Getting that kind of athlete on the field is always a good thing. Like, find snaps for that guy.
Exactly.
If he can do it. But if he's going to get out there, run around, and miss tackles, like, you can just wait till special teams. And also, you kind of got to tackle on special teams. So, early season, preseason rust, not terribly concerned. Last but not least.
Number six.
I wrote down Kevon Seymour, but he is on some level a placeholder for, like, DB 11, right? Who's the corner that emerges as good special teams player, gives them some optionality behind Lattimore, Amos, Sainer still, Jones, and then I kind of think Noah Igbinoghene is probably safe as five. So, like, is there a cornerback six that emerges? And Seymour's a guy that's got a history of being a good special teams player, and he's, like, this big physical guy. Well, he got hurt in the game and has actually been placed on PUP. So it's not going to be him. They have guys like Bobby Price, who now obviously your chances go up, but they also brought in two more guys. So I think it's pretty clear. Like, there were two positions that after this game, they went hard in the free agent pool. They tried out like 20-something guys, and like seven or eight of them were linebackers. They obviously signed Duke Riley. And then they also tried out a bunch of corners and signed two of them. So there's clearly room there for another corner to make this roster. They are searching for one. They would love to see another corner option emerge, even if that guy maybe starts as a practice squad guy. But last year, they had some injury issues, obviously, and some play issues last year. So they brought guys up with some regularity at that position. But I think it's another spot where Quinn wants, like, kind of a deep crew. And I think that there are definitively spots available below the bottom five, even if those are going to be practice squad spots with the possibility to be called up on game day.
Yeah, I mean, what I saw in camp, at least, I really like what I saw from Bobby Price. But in the game, I don't necessarily know if it translated all the way. Again, like, he will have more opportunities. But if I was to, you know, bet, I would say Bobby Price.
Yeah, he definitely seems like he's ahead right now. But I think the most important thing, obviously, the corner position is Trey Amos, player, looked real good.
He's a
real
dog.
Good the other night, and excited to see him play this season. All right, when we get back, what did Logan Paulson see on the defensive side? You'll get the big fella's thoughts next on the Hoffman Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.